It's Here and Now. 아심 보낸가, in Zulu, we haven't seen him. The 1987 anti-apartheid anthem by white South African musician Johnny Clegg and his interracial band Savuka, demanding that Nelson Mandela be released from jail. That message and his wild dancing stage shows made Johnny an international superstar. He was also jailed. He's out now with a new collection of acoustic songs and joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, actually, I ask you, how are you? Because your country is so changed, Nelson Mandela having passed, what does South Africa feel like?
It's been a roller coaster in a way, because in 20 years we've seen the release of Mandela, the unbanning of the ANC, a completely new constitution. But apart from that, we've moved so quickly from the heady days of the release of Mandela, the unbanning of the ANC, to a time now where we are moving into darker and much more muddy waters, where our president is accused of corruption, which doesn't bode well for the future if it continues.
Well, so as that shakes out, it seems like you still have work to do as a musician.
The problem is that music no longer is a platform. Today, if there's a protest, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on the news, and you move on. And so what this has done is it's taken issues and made them into consumable passing moments.
So funny. I would not have thought of that, that social media is the new protest song.
Yeah.
Well, but you still have the songs.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear one of them. Which is the song do you think is most appropriate to hear now that reflects some of the things you've spoken of?
Asilazi. Now, Asilazi, I spoke to a lot of township people in 2010. And they said, you know, we've got political freedom, but we have no economic freedom. And the government had a number of multi-billion rand funds, which they would fund small businesses and startups. And then on the other side, I found young white males complaining that because of the government's black empowerment policy, they will only employ black women is primary black male, and then Indian colored, and then white. So a lot of young white people are leaving when they finish school and going to England. So I wrote a song about this called Asilazi. And on the one hand, the chorus is in Zulu saying, we don't know when the day will come when we will be economically free. And in the verse, the guy says, I was born in the new South Africa and I had nothing to do with the old apartheid, you know, but I have to deal with this.
You know, this is hard for me, facing the judgment of history.
So Johnny Clegg still singing about imbalance, inequity in your beloved South Africa. Just remind us just a little bit, you're also an anthropologist. Remind us how it is that you as a white came to so embrace the blacks in your country.
It's through music. Through when I was 15, I discovered Zulu street guitar music. These tribal organic musicians had taken a Western instrument and they'd Africanized it, changing the strings around, changing the tuning. My instinct said, this is a new genre and I want to learn it.
You and then Paul Simon after you.
Yeah.
But you also have talked about being a bit of an outsider yourself.
Yeah.
Your mom Rhodesian, your dad English.
English, yeah.
And you lived in other places before South Africa, so you felt like the outsider.
I was an outsider. I went to five schools in three different countries in 5 years. And one of those countries was non-racial. It was Zambia. It was quite a shock for me to move from a whites-only school into a non-racial schooling system where there were more black teachers than whites and more black kids than whites. So when I came back to South Africa, I was far more open to sounds, people, cultures than my contemporaries who were 11 who had just grown up in a whites-only South Africa.
We want to hear a song from you because you're sitting there with your guitar and it would be a waste if we didn't. What are you going to play now?
I want to play Scatterings of Africa. It's about Africa as the origins of mankind.
Copper sun sinking low. Scatterlings and fugitives, hooded eyes and weary brow, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterlings of Africa, each uprooted one. Oh, mama, yeah, on that road to Pelamanga, where the world began. I love the scatterlings of Africa, each and every one. Oh, mama, yeah, on that road to Pelamanga, where the world began.
Johnny Clegg singing Scatterlings of Africa. Another part of your show is also the dancing.
Yeah.
Are you still doing the dancing?
Yeah. I don't have my dancer with me. You know, he was assassinated in 1992 in the politics, and I wrote that song, The Crossing.
A lot of people in your life have been assassinated.
Yeah.
The anthropologist,
yes,
David Webster,
yeah.
1989.
Yeah. And a lot of Zulu friends that were just murdered on the trains during the political violence. But the thing is that Africa's got a very, very pragmatic and practical idea about life and death. People die. That's a given. We're not going to make a fuss about it. What we're going to make a fuss about is making that guy a good ancestor or that woman a great ancestor and letting the passage go through and to look after people who feel that there's a hole where that person used to be. So people didn't dwell on the issue of death in and of itself. They dwelt on the political aspect or the reason why the person was killed or died or whatever it is. So it's a much tougher environment, and I was hardened by that in a way. It's, you know, I started to understand that people are, you know, dropping like flies. They're all over. I have to keep going. I have to do what I've got to do. There's nothing much, you know. Actually, I did the memorial lecture for David Webster, and I said, you know, in a funny way, I think that most people who are in the front line, they kind of were acknowledged that this might happen to them, you know. In those times, 1990 to 1994, we were basically in a kind of a hidden civil war. It was extremely troubling, but Dudu used to say to me, the dancer, he used to say, we carry our lives in our hands in a paper packet, a paper bag. It's so delicate and so fragile, and we get blown away like a leaf in the wind.
But now a new chapter for,
yeah,
Africa and for South African musician Johnny Clegg. Thank you so much for talking to us about South Africa post Nelson Mandela, although he never goes away.
He never goes away. Yeah.
And for your new CD.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you.
Africa, What Made You So Strong, off that new CD from Johnny Clegg. More on his tour at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.